You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. First things first, on May 26th and May 27th, I'm sure by now you've heard, Torah Anytime is running their campaign and they need your support. They need your donations. I created a team page. If you go to causematch.com/Torah Anytime/Rabbi Ori Strum, you can head to my page. It would mean a lot for you to donate. Please reach out to me. You can email me, rabbiorestrum@gmail.com or orestrum@torahsparks.com, and I could send you the link or some any feedback. I always enjoy and appreciate hearing from you. So it's Parshas Emor, and before I get into one of the interesting psukim in this week's Parsha, I want to read to you an email, a work email that I got just today as of recording. And I'll read you exactly what it said. It said, the content is not really important. It said, thank you. And then it said the signature line. It said, mind you, this is not a Jewish person who it's from, which doesn't, I'm just giving you a detail. It doesn't really matter. The signature line reads like this: sent from my not so smartphone, please forgive brevity and typos. So I thought that was a cute shtick because, you know, I'm sure you've seen a plethora of times, you know, it's very common for people to write as a signature line. In fact, very often it is the standard, it's the default message in a phone that sends out an email. It will say something along the lines of sent from my iPhone or sent from my smartphone, sent from my phone. Please excuse any mistakes. Please excuse any typos, etc. Something along those lines. And I was thinking about this. How sad, right? How sad. Where have we come to? And it's really just an extension of the global sickness that plagues the world called victimhood. You see it all over the news today. You see it all over the world, frankly, where people, there's groups, there's individuals, of course, and then there's whole movements of people. There's whole societies of people who their self-identity comes from victimhood, of playing the blame game, of being put in a spotlight, not because of like a self-value thing, but just because they feel self-deprived. And they feel like they're in a lower state. They feel like they're victimized, and they're in this state of victimhood. And what it leads to is a lack of achrayus, a lack of taking responsibility, and a lot of just talking, right? It's a lot of protesting, and there's a lot of talking, and there's not a lot of actual doing and contemplating and thinking and real valuing. You know, when somebody, just to go with this case of the signature line, the default signature line, right, where it says, sent from my phone, please excuse any mistakes. We're blaming the phone, right? Now, mind you, let the person, either he can't spell, which is why you spelled something wrong, or you can spell and you made a mistake. Yes, you made the typo. As you're typing, you typed in the wrong word. You spelled it wrong. Why do you have to have in the signature line, right? You hear what I'm saying, right? You hear what I'm saying. I'm just trying to bring out a point. Why in the signature line are we blaming the phone? Sorry, sent from my iPhone. Please excuse mistakes. No. This was sent from me, right? I was actually thinking about changing the signature line, at least for me, on a default. I was thinking about changing my default setting to sent from myself. Any mistakes are my own. I'm sorry, right? That's the mindset that it should be. And, you know, this might sound silly. Like, why are we talking? I want to give you a secret into the success of Klal Yisrael. The Jewish people have been successful for a number of reasons, the primary being because Hashem loves us. But I want to give you another angle of what makes the Jewish people so successful throughout the millennia, throughout the ages, throughout history. And that is because we don't throw our mistakes under the rug. Klal Yisrael has been a people that have lived that have lived by their names, that have not played the role of victimhood, but rather has taken responsibility for who and what we are. And that is, if we make a mistake, we hone up. And that is, if we do something wrong, we hone up. The whole idea of teshuva, it's not about throwing anything under the rug. It's not about pointing fingers and blaming him or her or this or my parents. It's about, right, we know if you point forward, you're really pointing three back at yourself. You know, what people don't realize is that you're pointing, people say you're pointing one finger forward, three back at yourself, and then there's that thumb, which is just pointing to something random off to the side. So you might be pointing to someone else. There's another pointing to some other random thing. I don't know, the light in the corner of the room, or if you're outside, maybe the sun, right? But then three, most of it comes back at yourself. The Jewish people focus on that. We ultimately look at ourselves, even by when it comes to the 3 weeks, right? We know when it comes to the morning of the Chorban Bayis Shlishi, it's, we know that we're not supposed to look back and the reason why there's no Beis HaMikdash is because of our parents and because of our ancestors and because of the people who didn't say. No, it's us. Right now, if the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's because it's our fault. It's our wrongdoing. It's something that we're responsible for. We're not going to play the role of victimhood. I sent the message and I made a typo. That's my mistake. The brevity, the typos, the errors, the mistakes that were made, that was me. I made that. I was typing, my bad. I'm not going to blame my smartphone. It's going to be me. I'm going to hone up. I'm going to take responsibility. This is the secret, one of the secret survival methods of the Jewish people, to hone up, to take responsibility. Responsibility perhaps means response, to respond, and ability. You have an ability, now you respond to it. Don't throw it under the rug. I thought it was interesting. It was related to the Parsha, because we find an interesting thing, right? What do we find? That it's interesting. I think I say it's interesting a lot. Somebody actually, a friend of mine actually, Ben Green, great guy, he called me out on it. And I appreciate feedback so much, whether it's a question on a share, whether it's a response, whether it's another angle, or even something like this. He's like, I noticed in your share from a couple weeks ago, he's like, I noticed that you said it's interesting a lot. He's like, maybe let me decide if it's interesting or not. So, I think he's onto something. I'm prefacing with this is interesting, and I think because it is interesting, and maybe you'll find it interesting or not, but maybe I shouldn't. It's a work in progress. I'm working on my mistakes. And I'm not going to try to excuse myself and play the role of victimhood. I'm going to hone up and take responsibility. Okay, fine. So if I said it too many times, and okay, that's my mistake. You know, the next time I record, I'm going to try to work on it and be better. That's what we need to do. We have to take responsibility for what we're doing, right? That's what we as Klal Yisrael are capable of doing and should strive to do. So it's interesting, right? Because the pasuk tells us that when it comes to a kohen, right, who eats the truma, a kohen eats truma. That's it. Kohen eats truma. Yet the slave for a kohen also eats truma. But not any slave, only the non-Jewish slave. A Jewish slave in the house of a kohen does not eat truma. A non-Jewish slave in the house of a kohen does eat truma. How is that fair? Truma, that's such a holy thing to eat. That's not fair. Why the non-Jewish slave? It makes so much sense. I'll tell you why. Because a non-Jewish slave, it's a kinyan nefesh. It's a kinyan kaspo. It's a full-fledged kinyan. Everything that about the slave is owned 100% by the master. But it's actually a great chizik, the fact that the Jewish slave cannot eat truma, because he still has a certain value. He still has this, his own responsibility. He still holds himself to his own. It's not a complete transaction. It's not a complete acquisition to the master. And it's a lesson, it's a limud for us. As Yidden, no matter what environment we are in, you know, that they think, you know, the world at large, you know, which tries to govern us and rein us in and be our quote-unquote our masters. No. We hold ourselves to our own. We're not going to play the role of victimhood. We're going to take responsibility for who and what we are. You know, last week's Parsha, Kedoshim, this week's Parsha continues the theme a little bit with Kedoshim, Miniskadashti, right? The idea of Kedusha, that we are separate. One of the ways that we are separate from everybody else is that we are a people built on responsibility, a people built on achrayas, a people built on honing up or owning up and taking responsibility. On sent that mistake was sent from me. That was my mistake. My bad. I'm sorry. I apologize. And I'm going to work on it. We're not going to blame this person and that person, because look at the world. The people who play that card, it doesn't work. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't lead to a real change. It doesn't lead to a real value system. It doesn't lead to good things. So, my friends, let's continue to do what we do best. Let us send those emails. And when we make mistakes, don't blame it on the phone, but say, this is my mistake. The typo, the brevity, the errors, the mistakes, it was my mistake. And now we're gonna embrace that and move on and go. We're going to take responsibility. It's the people who take responsibility. And they don't fall for victimhood. Those are the people who will truly live with meaning. Those are the people. We are the people that will truly live with that attitude, with that mindset, with that uplifting aura of existence. May Hashem give us the wherewithal to be able to realize that and to look inward, to own up and live up to who and what we are. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing rest of your week. Once again, I'm here to remind you, Torah Anytime is running their campaign. I made a campaign page. It would be an honor, a zechus. I would appreciate if you can go to my page and make a donation. You know, $5, $1, $2, $10, whatever it is that you can do. $18, doesn't, whatever it is that you can do, show that Hakar Satov to Torah Anytime. Let them do the holy work of spreading Torah to the masses, to all of Klal Yisrael. Wishing you a rest of a good Shabbos and a holy rest of your week. All the best.